one. Channing Brown walks it across the timeline. Two-point lead is North Crawford's biggest. Off a screen from Iam. Brown right side, 10 seconds. Back to Devin. Bounce feed Nelson, 8 seconds. Channing Brown has it, 5. Back to the half-court line, moves off a screen. Backs up, all the way, 3. On the way, no good, and a foul called. And Channing Brown's going to get 3 free throws here at the buzzer of the first half. No time on the clock, and this is going to be marked off on the Trojans. They're going to check now to see if there's any time left on the clock. They would have to add it if there is. Nope, looks like Channing's going to be there all by his lonesome to shoot a total of 3 free throws. I think the other thing they're determining is whether or not there was time on the clock. If there wasn't any time and play was over, nope, they're going to add a second. So that means everybody gets on the free throw blocks. Channing will have some company down by the free throw line. Foul is on Liam Elton, I think. Free throw number 1 by Brown is no good. Channing will get another. Just the second free throw the Bulldogs have attempted here in the first half. So Channing will get a second of 3. This one in the air, and that one is good. 33-32. One more for the junior. Channing Brown gets the ball back from the official. A couple of more dribbles in the air, and it is good. 1 second to go. North Crawford will inbound the basketball, brings it in half court. 3 on the way, no good from half court, and that will do it. Good half of basketball here at Ithaca, and we're no closer to finding a winner than we were in the beginning. 33-33 at the break here in Ridge and Valley basketball at its finest. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. And more regular features here. And it'll take us a little while to add up all the summaries from the high-scoring first half. But I get the feeling we ain't seen nothing yet. As we mentioned, the Bulldogs are a good second-half team. And I'm sure North Crawford is as well. So could see these teams explode a little bit more even as we move into the second stanza. 33 apiece after 18 minutes of boys basketball here in Ithaca. The Bulldogs and Trojans are deadlocked here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Ithaca Western wrestling teams have been busy. In fact, they were at the dual day today, hosted by Kickaboo Lafarge and Coach Troy Clary, looking forward to the upcoming postseason.
That'll help us out in the seating. But we need to be doing that all during the year so we can, you know, get that seating at the regional.
And again, super regional, but certainly some super teams coming into that event, aren't there?
Yeah, with Fenimore, Iowa Grant being the top 2 teams, you know, in our division, being there, that makes it for a really big regional. Mineral Point's always tough. So in Riverdale, like I said, they recently beat Mineral Point. They're going to be in the hunt up there as well. I know that's what their goal is. Fenimore has kind of set the standard for the last few years, and that's where we got to get to. And Riverdale's feeling the same thing, I bet.
The Scenic Ridge and Rivers Day coming up on February 3rd. And how do you see that tournament, Troy?
It's going to be another, lot of teams there from the Scenic Bluffs, from the Ridge and Valley getting together, hoping to have a very good competitive tournament, another very good tune-up for, the postseason. We're hoping we can defend the championship again, but I know Royal, they've got some really tough individuals and some other kids that can, add to their team points and cash-ins. They've been tough the last couple of years. Once we get them, all the teams together, it becomes a very good tournament.
That's Troy Clary, Join WRCO Sports next Saturday for a tournament of wrestling, beginning with the conference clash at Mineral Point and the Ridge and Valley Scenic Bluffs at Kickapoo. And then the following week, regionals, sectionals, state, and hopefully team state. We'll have more coming up about that. That's it for this report on WRCO during the halftime report, sponsored by Dairyland Transportation.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane provider, there's no settling for second best. Since 1939, Ferrellgas has delivered dependable hometown service to its customers. Serving the local community, the employee owners at Ferrellgas provide everyday low pricing and the quality service you and your family deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, there's never a better choice than Ferrellgas. Click ferrellgas.com or call 647-2164.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
No, exactly.
Welcome. WRCO. 33-33 at halftime. The Bulldogs and North Crawford deadlocked here in this long-time battle. The Bulldogs at one point had kind of pulled away a little bit. They were up 15-7. Only to have North Crawford come back and take the lead eventually at 20-19. And we've kind of seesawed back and forth. Bulldogs with the free throws by Channing Brown, hitting two of three at the end of the half with 1 second left, tie the score up. Here's a look at first half scoring. Channing has 11 points. Devin Iam has 12. They're the Bulldogs' leading scorers. And from there, 4 points apiece. No, just 4 points for Wesley Nelson, two for Cody Burns and Sammy Clary, and Micah Salisbury has two. Leading the way for North Crawford, a dynamic first half for Carter Emler, 18 points, 6 points for Deacon Smith, Colin Jacobus, and Gavin Jacobus each have two. As far as three-pointers, two of them for North Crawford, they both came from Deacon Smith. Two of them for the Bulldogs, Channing Brown and Devin Iam, each have one. 3 for 4 from the line for the Bulldogs. The Trojans right now are 7 for 9, and two of those misses were makes, but they were called off because someone was over the line. We're tied at 33 here at the break at Ithaca. Again, a great atmosphere. A lot of folks enjoying this one here tonight. Among the scores, Dodgeville leading Richland Center early on, 11-10 in the ball game. Let's see. Seneca, 32-24 over Wazika Steuben in a close ball game in the Ridge and Valley. Wisconsin Dells leading Mauston, 35-27 at halftime. Girls basketball, Cuba City up on Darlington, 16-15. Platteville leading River Valley in boys basketball, 33-28. Lancaster up on Prairie du Chien, 22-19. Let's see. Dodgeville leads Richland Center, 31-27. That's a quick score update. And the Dells leads Mauston in boys basketball, 52-44. We'll get more basketball news here, second half right around the bend. We'll have it for you next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
WRCO 33-33, North Crawford and Ithaca. Whew, catch our breath here because there's going to be a lot of moving up and down here in the second half. Both teams coming back to the floor now. Original starters for North Crawford. Emler, Jacobus, Elton, Jacobus, and Blaha for the Bulldogs, Salisbury, Brown, Nelson, Cleary, and Iam. North Crawford will have the ball first. The officials making sure everybody's in place where they need to be. Everybody getting back for the popcorn stand, and here we are. Inbound for Liam Elton, and he'll take the basketball. Elton across the timeline, goes right side, throws it left. Emler on a drive, pounds it low, shot up, no. Rebound inside, Blaha put back up, and good. Blaha with his first basket. That makes it 35-33, North Crawford. Cleary off a screen, back to Brown. Takes it left side. Brown back to Cleary, top of the circle. Sammy looking, fires to Iam at the free throw line. Devin on a play, throws it near side. Nelson for three, on the way, good! Wesley Nelson gives the Bulldogs the lead. 36-35, North Crawford tries to answer, yay, and they will! Gavin Jacobus rings the bell from the corner, and it's 38-36. Bulldogs for three, Iam, it is good! Three threes in a matter of about 15 seconds, Bulldogs lead. 39-38, North Crawford with Jacobus. Left side, Gavin Cullen. Down to the corner, Blaha looking for a cutter. Finds a man in the lane, Gavin Jacobus. He's going to be called for an offensive foul. Sammy Cleary takes the charge. So the foul called on Gavin, that's his second. And it's Bulldog basketball. Ithaca leading by a point, 39-38. Just underway in the second half. Channing Brown will walk it for the Bulldogs. North Crawford in the man-to-man defense. Channing off the screen, goes left side. Fires to Cleary on the baseline. Sammy slings it into Wesley Nelson. And there's an offensive foul on Ithaca. Cleary, and taking the charge was Blaha. So Sammy picks up his second foul. No backcourt pressure from the Bulldogs. They'll pick it up at half court. leading 39-38, Ithaca on the D. North Crawford, 1 point behind in this long-time seesaw battle. Here we go, Liam Elton across the timeline, throws it left. Emler challenges low, goes up in a crowd, shot won't stay, and it's tipped around. Clary gets it over to Nelson, and the Bulldogs have the ball. Sammy across the half-court line, throws it to the baseline. Channing Brown, deep corner right in front of Coach Mike Benson. Back to Clary. Clary on a drive, free throw line right. Salisbury, top of the circle. Micah drives, pulls up, leans in with the right hand. It won't go. And pulled out by Blaha. Landon with the outlet pass to Cullen Jacobus. Cullen stops, free throw line left. Now Blaha on a drive down low. Shot no. Rebound by Iam. Devin, outlet pass now for Brown. Channing gets away. Reverse lay-in won't stay. Rebound Nelson. Back to Clary. Ball fake. Three on the way. Sammy, it is in and out. Rebound by North Crawford. Score stays 39-38. North Crawford basketball. Cullen Jacobus takes it right side in front of the Trojans bench. Brings it now on the near side. Elton. Elton drives, fires it. Over to Blaha, who's way out on the wing. Now he'll drive, paint, fires near side, Emler for three, on the rim, no good. Nelson with a rebound. Back to Brown. 15:09 remaining in the game, 39-38 Ithaca. Nelson, deep corner, three on the way, won't stay, foul call low. That's going to be against the Bulldogs. So a pushing foul called on the rebound. And that will be Ithaca's second foul. It's the third on Micah Salisbury. 39-38 Ithaca. Both teams pushing it back and forth. Bulldogs have rotated six. I think North Crawford is maybe, no, seven. North Crawford has rotated just the six players. Pass comes in play. Blaha in the lane. Throws to the corner. Jacobus, ball fake, won't shoot it. Clary right on him with the defense. Elton catches it. Elton goes right side, three-pointer on the way, and good for Gavin Jacobus. And following the basket, a foul called. They're going to mark a foul on the Bulldogs, I believe, after the basket. So let's see. They have not counted the bucket yet. And now they will. Yes, 41-39. North Crawford by two. The foul is on Sammy Clary. That's his third. And North Crawford will put the ball in play, leading by two. So right now, the officials are conferring. Now they've got all three officials in on the talk. The basket was made, and I believe the foul was away from any of the shooting. So the officials will have a conversation about that. Ithaca up by two. Initially. And then North Crawford hit the shot. But nonetheless, it's sorted out. North Crawford will bring it in. Leading by two. Pass to the corner. Three by Gavin Jacobus. Got it. Gavin Jacobus with his third triple. 44-39, North Crawford. Sammy Clary driving lane, lost the handle, and out of bounds, it'll be North Crawford basketball. Trojans leading by five. Bulldogs back on the defense. Ball comes in, and now Cullen Jacobus walks it across half court. Cullen with the ball, off a screen, takes it right side, hands off to Elton, near side Jacobus. Gavin nowhere to go, throws it low and lost and picked up by Clary. Clary falling down, he's going to be fouled on the play. Tripped up, and that'll be the second foul called on the Trojans. And Ithaca will have the basketball on the out-of-bounds line. Into the ballgame is Deacon Smith for the Trojans. And Landon Blaha goes out. Just over 14 minutes remaining in the game. North Crawford with his biggest lead, 44-39. Inbound pass for Channing Brown. Left side taken there by Nelson. Slings it back to Clary. Sammy right side. Nelson free throw line. Lobs it low. stolen by Emler. And foul on Micah Salisbury as Emler was driving out of there. Inadvertent contact, and the foul is called. That'll be on Micah for number four now. Boy, tough night for him, and he'll come out of the lineup. Casey Pomering is in as his replacement. And for North Crawford, Landon Blaha returns. So the Trojans looking better here all the time against the Bulldogs, who have gone cold shooting and have struggled a little bit, kind of getting any rhythm going. Ball comes into Colin Jacobus. Back to Deacon Smith. Left side three on the way. In and out for Colin Jacobus. Rebound by Brown. Up ahead and dropped by Pomering. Picked up by North Crawford. Trojans take it the other way. Colin Jacobus back inside to Smith. Falling down, kicks it out. Colin in the lane. 10-footer good. Banks it in. And North Crawford leads 46-39. Timeout by the Bulldogs. 13-19 to play. North Crawford leads by seven. This is high school boys basketball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cohesin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohesin Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
13-19 remaining. North Crawford has had a sudden surge, and they lead it by seven here at Ithaca. Bulldogs trying to shore things up after the timeout. Channing Brown calls the play. And Ithaca will walk it across the timeline. Brown off a screen, right side, Pomering. Casey hands off, Channing Brown in the corner. Trap throws it in, stolen by North Crawford. Gavin Jacobus, he takes it back the other way to Liam Elton. Elton across half court, moves to the right side, now to the left, nowhere to go, looks inside, fires back to Jacobus, left wing. Right wing, Elton. Baseline, now they'll find the man inside. Tough shot, won't go. I'm with a block of a shot by Jacobus. Skip pass up to Nelson, back to Pomering. Now Nelson in the corner. West back to Clary. Clary with the basketball. Looking for some offense, the Bulldogs set it up. Now Nelson, top of the wheel. Near side, Pomering. Pomering yo-yos the dribble, looks inside, leans in. 10-footer is good. Big basket, Casey Pomering's first, and that makes it 46. 41. 5-point game, 12-17 to go. North Crawford on the far side looking, launching it to the corner. Elton, nowhere to wander. Elton on a drive, throws lane, tough shot up, and that is good by Colin Jacobus. And we have time. I think we've got a score clock issue, so they've not updated the score clock, but it should be 48-41. Last two baskets have not registered. Stops the clock with 11:53 remaining. And everybody kind of catches their collective breath here tonight. Good ball game. Lots of them going on around the area. It's a busy Thursday night. A lot of boys' games taking center stage. The girls have their day tomorrow. Murray Duchesne leading Lancaster 34-26. Darlington 55-40 over Fenimore. These are boys' games. Mineral Point leading Boscobel at last word 63-18. Cuba City up on Riverdale 46-31. Dodgeville leading Richland Center at last word 42-39. So right now they're adding up the totals and summaries over there. They got the Bulldogs at 41. North Crawford missing a basket, which the scorer doesn't have. And again, that happened at North Crawford. There was a discrepancy in the scoring. The Bulldogs actually thought they had won it by a point, but actually a basket that was not counted during the game, and it was signed by the officials. They found out later on the video that they actually did have another basket in there. So let's see as they... Yeah, it is 48. That's what it should be. 48-41. So North Crawford leads by 7 points. 11:57 remaining in the ball game. And Sammy Clary brings it in against the full court press. Fires it into Channing Brown. Brown across the timeline. Off a screen from Nelson. Drives left side. Channing down deep. Throws it left side. Up and good. On the score by Devin Ein. Channing Brown with the assist. And the Bulldogs are within five. 48-43. North Crawford. Cullen Jacobus to the corner. Gavin Jacobus throws it high post. Deacon Smith. Smith moving. Grooves it over to the Jacobus on the far side. Cullen, now Gavin. Gavin drives, baseline up, shot no. Rebound pulled down by Devin Ein. Back it goes to Casey Pomering. Pomering takes it down deep. Tough shot. Blocked by Carter Emler. Picked up by the Trojans. They'll fly the other way. Emler catches it in the lane. Tough shot, won't stay. And the rebound comes down to Wes Nelson. He'll airmail it up. Channing Brown catches. Channing leans in, reverse lay-in. No! Rebound by North Crawford. 11 minutes to go. Trojans leading by five. Liam Elton across the timeline. Elton moves, fires a pass now to Deacon Smith. Smith looks for a cutter in the lane. Caught now by Cullen Jacobus. Off balance, count on the way, no good. Fought for in the lane, jump ball call. And North Crawford asking for a timeout. Yeah, they got it. North Crawford got a timeout before the jump ball at Ithaca. Not appreciative. They thought it was going to be their ball. It'll be North Crawford ball after the timeout. 10:40 to go, 48-43 in favor of North Crawford on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
10:40 to play in the ball game tonight, 48-43. North Crawford in the lead. The Trojans have gradually built the lead here in the second half after a tie ball game at half, 33-33. North Crawford gets the ball back after successfully getting a timeout. Pass comes into Emler, gets around the defender, goes up. Oh, nice strip by Ein, picked up by Clary. Channing Brown off to the races, lays it up good. 48-45, Bulldogs catching back up. North Crawford basketball across the timeline. Jacobus on the dribble drive, throws it over to Liam Elton. Down low, there's a wide open man, shot by Smith. No good, rebound Sammy Clary. Clary in midcourt, takes it for the Bulldogs. Down deep, lays it in, good. Sammy Clary with just his second basket, and it's a one-point game. 48-47, both teams have had their runs here in the second half. Ball goes right side for Smith. Deep corner. Top of the key, Emler. Emler holding the basketball, checking the air, moves right, throws it off now to Elton. Elton around the defense, throws it near side. Jacobus, three on the way. No good. Rebound Cullen after Gavin Smith takes it to the corner. He looks for a cutter, throws it to Liam Elton. Left side, Smith. Deacon drives lane, kicks it out. Ball fake Trojans, they'll get a 10-footer, and good in the lane for Cullen Jacobus. 50-47, North Crawford, 9:27 remaining. Sammy Clary behind the back dribble. Sammy drives, 16-footer is good. Sammy Clary answers with a two. It is 50-49, North Crawford by one. Across the timeline, Liam Elton. Elton, right side, Gavin Jacobus. Back to Smith for three on the rim, no good. Channing Brown with a rebound. Bulldog ball. They can lead. Channing right wing. Channing drives. Baseline. 10-footer short. Rebound by North Crawford. Gavin Jacobus comes out of there with it. 8:50 to play. North Crawford ball. Carter Emler on the left wing. Guarded by Pomering. Ball comes back to the near side. Three on the way. Won't stay for Elton. Rebound North Crawford and a jump ball called. Channing Brown and Carter Emler tie up. And the ball is going to be Ithaca's on the arrow. Landon Blaha checks back in for North Crawford. He has been a force tonight. Back in is Micah Salisbury for the Bulldogs with four fouls. A final in the Ridge and Valley. Seneca has defeated Wazika Steuben 71-60. River Ridge has defeated Highland 68-41 in the Six Rivers. Bulldogs can lead by one. Bringing the basketball is Channing Brown. 50-49 North Crawford. Clary to the corner. Caught there by Burkram. Ball comes back to Salisbury. Now to Clary. Clary drives. Free throw line, nothing. Back to Pomering. He'll drive lane. Back door. Brown shot. No. Foul called on the Trojans. And Channing Brown will go to the line. Third foul on North Crawford as a team. Foul is on Liam Elton. That's his second. Channing Brown at the line where he is 2 for 3. Hit those free throws at the end of the half to tie things up. Free throw is no good. Channing, normally a very good free throw shooter, has missed a couple here tonight. We'll get another attempt. Gets the ball back from the official. He can tie it. Couple of dribbles in the air. That one is short. Rebound tipped around. Nice rebound. Bulldogs put back up. No good by Casey Pomering. And the rebound by North Crawford. Bulldogs missed a couple of good opportunities there. And now across the timeline is Kellen Jacobus. Throws to a wide open man in the corner. Liam Elton won't bring it. Back to Blaha. Blaha on a drive. Tips it back now to Smith. Deacon dumps it back door. Tough shot. Good for Liam Elton. 52-49 North Crawford. Bulldogs with the basketball. Channing Brown back to Sammy Clary. Left wing with 7:44 to go. Off to Micah Salisbury. Salisbury directing traffic in front of the Bulldog bench. Off a screen. Takes the left side. Salisbury. Three on the way. No good. Tipped around. Rebound by Pomering. Casey in the lane. Goes up for a shot. It is no good. Tipped around. Pomering again. Tough shot. Good. No. Offensive foul call. Pomering hits the basket and is called for the foul as he leaned in to make the play. So he'll come out. That's his first foul. North Crawford leading 52-49, 7:20. The intensity grows here. Boy, you could cut the intensity with a knife. Ball goes right side. Give and go. Baseline. Elton kicks it back to Emler. Back to Elton. Open three on the corner. Goal! Liam Elton with his first triple. 55-49. North Crawford. Sammy Clary. Right side. Gives it back to Channing Brown. Brown off the screen. Opposite the screen. Goes left. Salisbury. Three on the way. No good. Rebound Bulldogs. Here is Iam. Devin up and good. Devin Iam. Been a while since he has scored. Gets the putback. It's a four-point game. 55-51. 6:40 to go in the game. North Crawford by four. Trojans across the timeline. Elton left side. Deacon Smith. Smith looking. Looking. Now drives to the right side. Gives it off to Elton. Elton a little light of day. 10-foot runner up. No good. Offensive foul called. Channing Brown takes the charge. Good job by both teams taking charges tonight. Going to be some black and blue when this one is through. Stops the clock with 6:21 to go. It'll be Bulldog ball. They're down by four. Foul is on Liam Elton. That's his third. Full court pressure by the Trojans. Ball comes into Channing Brown. 55-51 North Crawford. Left side, Sammy Clary. Clary opposite now goes to Salisbury. Deep corner. Micah wheels it over the near side. I'm for three on the rim. No. Hits the upright and bounces over the backboard. And it goes back to North Crawford. So the Bulldogs have had some looks. And right now, unable to connect here as of late. The official talking it over with the North Crawford player underneath. And now the pass comes in play. Carter Emler grabs the ball. We have 6 minutes to play. Trojans up by four. Liam Elton, left wing. Crossover dribble, finds the paint, throws to the corner. Three on the way. Gavin Jacobus, no good. Rebound, Emler, up, blocked by Wes Nelson. He got it away, and now Emler takes it and scores. Emler somehow got the ball back and put it in for a bunny. Now Brown has his pocket pick. Jump ball called. And the arrow points to North Crawford. They lead by six, 57-51. 5:41 to go. Coach Mike Benson takes the timeout. Trojans by six here at Ithaca. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Richland Center in Boscobel. The NABA store in your community is your go-to destination for top-notch tools, and we're proud to be locally owned. Milwaukee Tools enthusiasts, listen up. Now is the perfect time to gear up. Buy $300 worth and get a $50 gift card. Spend $400 and get a $100 gift card. Or splurge on $500 and receive an impressive $150 gift card. NABA Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
5:41 to play in the ball game tonight. North Crawford by six, and they have the ball. Pass comes in play. Liam Elton walking it up across the half-court line, guarded closely by Sammy. Pulls up, throws it left side. Taken there by Blaha. Landon to the baseline. Plows his way in. Offensive foul called again. This time on North Crawford, and Blaha picks up the foul. Sammy Clary and Devin Iam taking charges down low, and now this is the fifth foul, so fouls are even with 5:30 to play. Blaha comes out. That might be his fourth. I think it is. Yeah, he'll come out, and back in is Deacon Smith, his replacement. Bulldogs get the ball in, down by six, 5.5 to play. A lot of time, Sammy Clary will walk it across the timeline. North Crawford extending the defense to half court. Salisbury grabs it on the far wing, brings it back to Iam. Near side, Nelson. Down low, nice pass. Salisbury grabs it, goes up in a crowd. He's blocked and a foul call. Michael will go to the free throw line. Salisbury with just 2 points tonight, but he's played through some foul trouble. He's out there with four fouls late in the game. This will be North Crawford's sixth personal foul. And Salisbury shooting for the first time from the stripe. First one in the air, and it is no good. Bulldogs struggling from the line. They can help themselves here down the stretch. This is the first foul on Carter Emler. It puts Micah Salisbury at the line. Second one in the air, and that one is good. Salisbury brings the Bulldogs within 5, 57-52. 5:10 to play in the game tonight, North Crawford basketball. Across the timeline, Elton. Left side, Smith, guarded by Brown. Ball goes back to Emler on the right side. Around the wheel, ball now left side, Jacobus holds it, throws it low, open man, Gavin Jacobus kicks it back out to Liam Elton. North Crawford moving the ball around well around the perimeter. Ball goes deep corner, Carter Emler moves in, paint, kicks it out. Jacobus drives, pulls up, nothing, throws it left, wide open man, down low, tough shot goes for Liam Elton. Emler and Smith, I think that was Smith that found him for the assist. And the Trojans lead 59-52. Bulldog ball, Salisbury baseline, throws it back door. Nelson wide open, and Wesley scores. Salisbury with the assist, 59-54. North Crawford by five, 4:15 to go. Carter Emler across the timeline with a basketball. Yo-yos the dribble for the Trojans. Drives to the right side, looks inside. Bulldogs remain in a man-to-man defense. Emler, smooth, now passes it over to Deacon Smith. 4 minutes to go. Left side, Gavin Jacobus. Jacobus looking inside, now backs off toward half court. North Crawford bringing it out, working it around, not really looking for a shot right now. Pass to the left side, Colin Jacobus. Right side, Emler. North Crawford pulling it out, kind of like the mid-70s North Crawford team. Carter Emler on a drive now. He'll look lane. Now goes in for a tough shot, and he is going to be called for an offensive foul. Again, Channing Brown takes the charge. Another one called on North Crawford here tonight with 3:33 to play. That is the second foul on Carter Emler. Both of them have been offensive fouls. Coming into the game for North Crawford, Landon Blaha with four fouls. He'll replace Deacon Smith. So a five-point game. North Crawford in the advantage here over the host Bulldogs in front of a raucous crowd. Pass comes into Channing Brown, and he'll walk it across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Play is set to the left side. Sammy Clary on the wing. Sammy drives to the baseline, fires back to Salisbury. 16-footer good for Micah. Just his second basket. Three-point game, 59-56. North Crawford, 3:12 to play. Trojans with a basketball. Landon Blaha hands it off now to Colin Jacobus. Right side, Liam Elton. Elton checks the air of the ball, throws to Blaha, and there's a quick foul on Nelson. Wes was trying for the steal and bumped him on the way by, so that is the sixth foul on Ithaca. First foul on Wesley Nelson tonight. Clock stopped at 3 minutes to go, and North Crawford by three. Quick inbound pass. Jacobus is cut off. Cullen gives it back to Blaha, and around the wheel it goes. North Crawford setting it up now. Carter Emler on the right side. Wheels it back to Jacobus. Just across half court, Gavin drives, and he is fouled by the Bulldogs. That will put North Crawford at the free throw line for the front end of the bonus for the first time in the second half. Foul is on Devin Iam. That's his second. North Crawford by three. Front end of the bonus coming up for Gavin Jacobus, who has not shot free throws tonight. He has 3 three-pointers and 1-2. Free throw is on the rim. No good. Rebound Micah Salisbury. Bulldogs down by three. 2:43 to go. Salisbury across the timeline. Hands off to Sammy Clary. To the corner, Nelson. Back to Salisbury. Left wing, Micah looking low to Iam. Now back to near side. Here's Nelson for three on the rim. No good. Fought for. Rebound North Crawford. Nice save, Carter Emler. Inbounds to Gavin Jacobus. 2:20 to play. Trojans by three. To the corner, Blaha fouled on the way by. Landon got just a little bit of room on the baseline, and the Bulldogs bumped him on the way by for their eighth foul. This will be on Micah Salisbury. That'll be his fifth. So Salisbury will exit the game early, finishes with five fouls. He had pretty much foul trouble from the get-go tonight. We'll leave with 2:17 to play, and the Bulldogs trailing by three. North Crawford trying to win for the second time this year in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Now let's see. Coming in is Casey Pomering. I'm not sure what the question is. They're checking numbers on the far side of the floor. Trojans will shoot free throws when the discussion continues. This is the second time we've had a little bit of a discussion on possibly who the shooter is. Now they're going to call the other two officials in to talk about it. 2:11 remaining. Gives a chance for everybody to catch their collective breath. And now going to the scorer's table again. We spent a little time here tonight. Earlier there was the issue with the three-pointer and then the foul after the shot. And they were kind of determining about the foul or if it was on the shot or after the shot.
So that was a discussion, and now talking it over right now with, I think, who the shooter is in question. Looks like it's going to be Landon Blaha. So he will get front end of the bonus. And with a made free throw, just with one, he can give his team a lead of two possessions. Landon with 2 points tonight, his first trip to the free throw line. First one is up, and it is on the back of the iron. No good. Tipped around. Rebound by Palmering, and he is fouled. North Crawford aggressively going after the rebound, and now the Bulldogs will shoot free throws. Ithaca has not set the world on fire with free throws tonight. I think they struggled in the game at North Crawford as well from the line. Fouls are even at 8. And the foul is called on number 3, Gavin Jacobus. That is his third. And again, we've got some score clock issues. I'm not sure what's happening. We actually had the score clock shut down earlier tonight where they were unable to get points added. And now some discussion continues at the bench. Going to the free throw line in a moment will be Casey Pomerang. So this is like icing the shooter each time. North Crawford shooter had to stand there for a long time, and now Ithaca shooter will do the same. Trying to get it right here in a very close game. Girls final, Bangor 56-36 over Royal. Viroqua has defeated GET in girls basketball 40-30. Cuba City over Riverdale in boys basketball 62-51. That was a decent game. All right. Whatever it was, we are ready to continue now with 2:13 to go. Bulldogs at the line, down by 3 to North Crawford. Casey Pomerang's first trip to the line. Free throw is good. It is a 2-point game. 59-57, North Crawford, 2:13 to play. Casey can bring his team within one. Second free throw in the air and good. Casey Pomerang, 2 clutch free throws. 59-58, North Crawford. Their ball, they're trapped in the backcourt. And they are going to double dribble. A turnover gives it back to the Bulldogs, who are down by a point. Their pressure felt by North Crawford, and they turn the ball over. The Bulldogs get it back. 59-58, North Crawford, 2 minutes, 8 seconds remaining. Sammy Clary into the backcourt for Channing Brown. Brown yo-yos the dribble, gives it back to Sammy Clary. 2 minutes to go, Clary left side, Pomerang. Casey looking, brings it back top of the key. I'm ball fake. Now back to Brown. Channing between the knees dribble. Backs off, fires it. Top of the key. I'm for 3. Got it. Oh, my goodness. Devin I'm nails a 3, and the Bulldogs lead 61-59, a minute 43. North Crawford in the backcourt. Can't get it across. We're going to have a timeout taken. And North Crawford got it in the nick of time. A minute 41 to go. Bulldogs leading by 2. Sophomore Devin Heim, boy, as he stepped up and had a big year for the Bulldogs, mostly underneath, but that was a 3, and it was a thing of beauty. He's got 3 threes tonight, and the Bulldogs lead by 2. A minute 41, though, this one is far from over. This is high school boys basketball on WRCO Sports.
For many aging adults, changes in health and lifestyle can lead to depression or anxiety. The loss of loved ones or our normal routines can leave a person feeling lonely and isolated. Senior Life Solutions, a department of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, is an intensive outpatient program designed to address the unique mental health needs of older adults. If someone you care about might benefit from a community of support, please reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. If you're heading back from a game somewhere, we're glad to have you along for the closing moments of this one, which has the potential to be an instant classic here. I'll tell you what. North Crawford will have the basketball. They've done a really good job of taking some air out, taking the time, passing the ball around the perimeter. They've got to get it in, and they will. Colin Jacobus in the backcourt. Trojans with the basketball. Brown almost knocked it away. Jacobus drives to the right side, and there is a foul called on Channing Brown, who was D'ing him up, but not quite set. We've seen a lot of charges called tonight, but this one will put North Crawford at the line, and they can tie it with a minute 33 to play. Cullen Jacobus at the line. He's 3 for 5, but had 2 waved off for lane violations earlier in the game. One that he made. Free throw in the air, and that one is no good. Comes out, rebounded by Pomering. Pomering up to Wesley Nelson, down the boulevard, lays it up, and good! Wesley Nelson lays it in. Bulldogs lead 63-59. North Crawford with the ball, a minute 20. Across the timeline, Elton. Left side, Jacobus, down low, reverse lay-in, good! By number 5, Liam Elton. 2-point game, 63-61, a minute 7. Up to Nelson, knocked away, and a foul called on North Crawford. Nelson going for the basketball was bumped, and this will put the Bulldogs at the line. I think it's the 9th foul on North Crawford. Wesley Nelson, who has 11 points in the contest. Boy, that was a big layup that he had, and then he went rolling out of bounds. Got it against the defender who was really trying to block the shot. So the foul called on Blaha, his 5th. He exits with a minute 5. Free throw is up, and that is good. Wesley Nelson makes his first free throw on his first attempt tonight. Bulldogs lead by 3, 64-61. With a minute 5, second free throw for Wesley. He takes a look, free throw in the air, short. Rebound by North Crawford. 3-point game. Here's Liam Elton, left side. They'll go for a 2 from the wing on the way. No good for Jacobus. Rebound by Iam, and a jump ball call. The arrow gives it to the Bulldogs. Jump ball with 56 seconds to play. Ithaca leading 64-61. Boy, the noise in here. I don't know if I've heard this gym this loud in a long time. Casey Pomering looking, brings it into Sammy Clary. Fires it up ahead. Brown catches in the crowd. Scores! Channing Brown gives the Bulldogs a 5-point lead. 47 seconds. North Crawford to the corner. 3 on the way. Low goal for Smith. Rebound by Emler. Carter lost the handle. Loose in the lane. He picks it up. Gets it out. 3 on the way. No good for North Crawford. Deacon Smith. It's out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog ball with 34 seconds to play. And a foul. Yes. Foul is called on North Crawford with 34 seconds to play. That is number 10. So the double bonus is coming up. It's the 4th foul on Gavin Jacobus. 66-61. Bulldogs by 5. They'll try to take it up by more. This young man, Casey Pomering, with 4 points. That doesn't sound like a lot, but all here in the second half, and he's played well with Micah Salisbury out with 2 fouls, or with 4 fouls earlier, and then came back in and picked up his 5th, and Casey's had to kind of spell him a little bit. This one is missed. He'll get one more. 34 seconds to play. Bulldogs by 5 points, leading North Crawford. Pomering gets the ball. Free throw on the way. Good. Ithaca leading 66-61 on a steal by Brown. Channing gets the inbound steal. Throws it back to Sammy Clary. 28. He's trapped in the corner. 26. Brings it back to Brown. Top of the circle. And a foul called on North Crawford. Bulldogs will head to the free throw line with 22 seconds remaining. Foul is going to be marked. And the Bulldogs, let's see, I think somebody just fouled out, didn't they? They're looking down the line. Yeah, it's Gavin Jacobus. That's his 5th foul. So he will leave with 11 points. Fouls out with 22 seconds remaining. Channing Brown at the line tonight. He is 2 for 5. Takes a look here. He's guaranteed 2. First one in the air, and it is good. Rolls around and stays down. He has 16, so he's 15 away from 1,000 in his Bulldog career. And again, only a junior. Channing Brown, 2nd throw for Ithaca. In the air, and it is good. Bulldogs 68-61 leaders. 20 seconds. North Crawford, the boulevard to the left side. Off to Jacobus. Kelvin is trapped. Top of the key. Smith for three. On the rim, no good. Fought for. Saved by Emler. He stepped out of bounds with 11 seconds. Bulldog basketball. Ithaca leading 69-61. Pomering will put it in play. Brings it in to Sammy Clary. He'll walk it up. North Crawford backs off. And this one is going to belong to the Bulldogs. Oh, what a ball game tonight. Final seconds tick off, and the celebration begins here at Ithaca as they avenge a loss to North Crawford at North Crawford, 69-61. Ithaca wins here. And they'll head over to shake hands here after the ball game tonight. A great Ridge and Valley Conference game. The teams back to even, although Ithaca has one less game, so technically North Crawford is still a half game up, but they are even in the loss column now as North Crawford loses for the first time in the league this year, and they also lose for the second time on the season. The Bulldogs, just once beaten, improved to 13-1. 69-61 the final. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Oh, lots of fun here tonight. A good ball game, a very spirited game played by both clubs. And this one belongs to the Bulldogs tonight. It is time for the Duncan turning point of the game. And we're going to point to a layup by Wesley Nelson with a minute five remaining. Got the ball off a steal and took it in, laid it in, rolled out of bounds, put the Bulldogs up at that point by 4 points. And they never trailed the rest of the way here, this frenzied atmosphere. So Wesley Nelson's layup is our Dunkin' turning point of the game. Check out Double D Dunkin' Donuts and check out all of the great savings they have and all of the awesome specials as well. We'll be back with more from Ithaca in a moment. Final score, 69-61. This one belongs to the Bulldogs. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Dunkin' is thrilled to bring back the Pink Velvet Macchiato. This visually striking layered drink captures hearts with its bold espresso, red velvet cake flavor, and notes of cream cheese frosting. Available hot or iced and here to stay through late February. But that's not the only star making a comeback. The pancake wrap-up returns, featuring a fluffy pancake wrapped around bacon or sausage, egg and melted cheese paired with a side of maple syrup for dipping. Hurry to yours now in Richland Center, which runs on Dunkin'.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They've also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them is to give back with the support the community has shown. Thanks for nearly 35 years of helping to feed your dairy, hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. And thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. From Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound pork, beef, and dairy products.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC, Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center.